This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know how many of you remember Amy Carter, daughter of President Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter. She grew up, her childhood was in the White House, and a reporter put her on the spot one day and asked her a question out of the blue, and people made fun of Amy's answer, but I thought it was an honest answer. I thought it was a straightforward answer. I felt more power to you when she was asked a question because she wasn't prepared for a question. Somewhere in public, the family was out, and a reporter went up to Amy and said, "Amy, do you have a message for the children of America?" And she turned to the reporter and said, "No, I don't." And I thought, well, that's an honest answer. She had nothing brilliant to say. "No, I don't have a message for them. Thank you very much." That was it, the end of the conversation. We've been studying a book where every chapter, there's a message for America. Every chapter, there's a message for your life and for your marriage and for your family. And I hope you're perceptive enough to catch it. We've been reading comments where Jeremiah is speaking to a nation called Judah, the southern kingdom of Israel, and he has prophetic things to say. If you people don't repent, the Lord has something in store for us. It's very frightening. And the people disregarded the message time and time again. And I hope you're shrewd enough to know when you read those words, they prophetically apply to the United States of America. And I think the Lord is speaking to this country through the words of Jeremiah. But he says things that apply to me and to you privately, personally, to a church corporately. And today we've got a lesson that we're going to look at from the book of Jeremiah, talking about covenant relationship that we have. We're in a covenant relationship with the Lord, that sometimes being a believer in the Lord means you stand alone. The hardest message to teach somebody who's a new Christian. You're going to have to stand alone. What does that mean? Well, it means that sometimes you're going to be in a situation socially where everybody says yes, and you're the one person who says, "No, I can't do that. I won't do that." Or the reverse of that may also be true, where everybody says, "No, we're not going to mess with that. We're not going to do that." And you're the one that says, "Yes, I will do that. I will help people in that situation." Standing alone can happen, listen carefully, in your own family. Some of you have had to stand alone in your family as a believer. Some of you have friendships where people aren't excited about the fact that you're a Christian. In fact, I've actually had people tell me that people tell them, we miss the old you. We wish you'd rotten up like the rest of us and just be like us. And we don't like the new you. And so people have to stand alone as a believer in Jesus Christ. So today's lesson out of the life of Jeremiah is a message about standing alone. Let me tell you how alone he was. For 40 years, he preached to the kingdom of Judah, and people rejected him wholesale. They totally disregarded. He got so depressed. This book, Jeremiah, you read about a man who's clinically depressed, because we read a few weeks ago, remember, he said, "I wish I'd never been born." He even says, "God, you tricked me. You fooled me, God, into becoming your servant, a prophet, and it's brought me nothing but grief." And here's what Jeremiah said. I've never read or heard anyone ever say this. He said, "I wish I had never been born, and I wish that my mother's womb had been my grave instead of the place from which I was born," which is an intriguing statement from a literature standpoint. "I wish my mother's womb had been my grave, and that I'd never been born." But it was in the same chapter where he says that he breaks into song with these words, "The Lord is with me like a mighty warrior." Well, tune in tomorrow to continue this message from Jeremiah 37. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.